almost always I can offer you explanations, but I just stop the presses, stop the presses. This is madness. Celtic Fest. My good friend, my very, very, very good friend, Bobby Williams, just shared with me, you know, a moment of personal revelation. You're going to be wearing your kilt this afternoon at Celtic Fest?
That is true.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's, you know, all right, that's going to ruin my afternoon. I'm not, come on, he's got the whole, what does a Scotsman wear under a kilt thing going? Jeez, oh whiz. All I know is that we're going down with some friends. There's going to be three or four women there. We'll end up, we'll bump into Bobby. He's going to be wearing his kilt. And the rest of us guys are going to end up being doggy doo-doo. Because, wow, check out Bobby. Wow. If I hear, wow, Bobby, once, even once, for many of you ladies, you're all listening, I know, because I'm meeting you in about 30 seconds. Not really. I've got a continuing commitment here. I got an hour here. Come on. I got to take care of folks. And taking care of you, that's what we invented More Than Money for. So if you have a question about your financial picture, all you need to do is ask. 610-720-7900. You can send me an email, gene@askmtn.com. You can go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. Check out all the good information. Hit the listen live button. So if you've got somebody that you care about that's further afield, maybe they don't pick up our signal through the airwaves, they can get it on the internet. If they have internet, they're on. We have listeners all up and down the West Coast. all right, yes, they do often feel like they are resistance fighters fighting behind the enemy lines out in California. Yes, but we have lots of loyal listeners out there, and, of course, all up and down the East Coast and through most of the upper Midwest, Wisconsin and Minnesota particularly. We have tons of listeners out there. We have family and adopted family, and we were just with adopted family last night. My brother, Chad, and his wife, sir, and welcome. And Angie, Chad and Angie, and Diane and I had dinner together. Jeez. It's just fabulous. I mean, family is family. I get that. But sometimes you find somebody in your life that's not blood relation, and maybe they're even a little bit closer than that. So, fantastic. And we have listeners coast to coast, north and south. 610-720-7900. One of our dearest friends, longstanding part of our More Than Money family, and a loyal listener, he and his wife were in this week for their investment review, and he was discussing the situation that he faced with his mom. His mom is suffering some challenges, and he needed to make some adjustments. Simple address changes. Went to Social Security, and they stopped him dead in his tracks. He is her power of attorney. Social Security does not recognize powers of attorney. Designated representative, I think, is the phrase. I may have that wrong. So if anybody out there in our loyal More Than Money family wants to shoot me an email, see I did that shoot. See, we're at Relic Hunter. All right. It was in my head. That was way better than it actually came out. If you want to shoot me an email, I think it's referred to as a designated representative. You've got to fill out a form. It's got to be on their paperwork. You cannot deal with Social Security on behalf of someone that you really care about, even if you have their power of attorney, without Social Security's absolute specific paperwork. So please be aware of that in case you're making plans or you've got some opportunity to help out somebody that you care about. Be very, very careful. 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900, gene@askmtn.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. I got a question this week. I was playing in a golf tournament, and one of the gentlemen that we shared a table with asked about an exit tax. He had heard that the socialist candidates for president are pushing an exit tax, and he was unclear what an exit tax is, might be, how it might affect him. The exit tax that particularly Bernie and Elizabeth Warren are pushing says this. You are very, very wealthy. You live in America. They want to tax your wealth, not your income. They will tax your income as well. But if you're above a certain level, they want to take 2% of your wealth every year. If you're above a certain level, but beyond that, they want to take 4% a year. They want to take a tremendous amount of money. So for a person who is modestly wealthy, $1 million, it has no effect. For a person who has become very successful, has a very large business, let's say it's worth $100 million, excuse me, might very well end up costing them $2 or $3 or $4 million a year in this wealth tax. Just a little drink. So now that we know that, if you were worth $500 million, $1 billion, $2 billion, $5 billion, if you were Bill Gates, if you were if you were Jeff Bezos, why wouldn't you consider leaving the country, becoming a citizen of Canada, becoming a citizen of Costa Rica? Is lovely, absolutely lovely, and the people are glorious, just wonderful people. Why wouldn't you consider? That's where the exit tax comes in. Elizabeth Warren, BS. Oh, Bernie Sanders are both posturing an exit tax that would say, I'm Jeff Bezos. I'm worth $500 billion. I'm moving to Costa Rica. They say, lovely. By the way, on the way out, you owe us $1 billion. For the privilege of leaving the country. If that strikes you as morally offensive, it's because it is. It is a deeply socialist idea. It goes back to the Barack Obama, you didn't build that phrase. And it's a philosophy that says, if you've got wealth, if you've managed through hard work, blood, sweat, and tears to grow a business of value, a real estate investment, a collection of value, investments of value. You didn't do that. No. The socialist environment did that for you, and it really belongs to them. Now, I'm a real amateur at the Bible. That's why I hang out with my friend Michael, because Michael knows more about the Bible than anybody I know, and basically more than any preacher I ever met. And he helps me a lot with understanding things that you go, huh, wow, now that I get that, makes things much more clear. One of the things that I'm an amateur at, I'm going to interpret it as best I can, is something I do believe in. Everything I have came from God. Did not come from Pocahontas. Didn't come from the federal government. Everything I have, all the blessings I have, my health, my family, my wealth, it all came from God. So naturally, if it was all His in the first place, I have absolutely no problem being thankful and sharing all those blessings to His honor. Do I feel the same way about giving gratitude and thanks and giving back to Pocahontas? No, not even close. Nope. Let's see. Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, socialist government, the same as my feeling about God. Not even close. So, exit tax. Most of you have never heard of it, for good reason. Exit tax is a abomination. Obomination?
Oh,
I don't know. That kind of worked. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. This is not a question. This was given to me by a gentleman that was actually a gentleman and his wife. They were in our office just over a week ago. And he asked me to share this as a caution to other folks that are out there that are either entering retirement or soon to retire. They retired 8-9 years ago. They bought into the Social Security is running out of money theory. And as a result, they took their Social Security at age 62 because the theory was we're going to run out of money. The Social Security is going to run out of money. We've got nothing. So we got to get something before the money's gone. So they took it at 62. Collectively, my apologies, this is his alone. He got $1,800 a month. If he had waited to just normal retirement age, would have been $2,500 a month. He is now 71. They have not needed the money. They have spent some because it was there. Did they hang on to a whole big bunch of it? Not as much as they would have hoped. But if they had waited until he was 70, his monthly benefit would have risen to $3,300 a month. He started at $1,800. He's had a little bit of a bump, not very much. But bottom line, poor choice, retrospectively. And I tease. It's not much of a tease. It's actually a very, accurate description. We all make our choices. We all make our selections about how we approach our Social Security strategy. And you will know that you have chosen the exact correct strategy for Social Security the day you die. And not a minute before, because a lot of the correctness or incorrectness of your choice is based on how long you end up living. If this gentleman had delayed until age 70, taking his Social Security, and at age 69 and 11 months he passed away, yeah, that didn't work out very well. As it turns out, he took it very young. Now he has lived much longer. Yeah, that didn't work out very well. It's not dreadful, but it didn't work out very well. You make the best choices you can with the information that you know, and that's the best you can do. And you'll know the day you die whether that was the right choice or not. But this gentleman is saying he gave up an additional, not this amount raw, he gave up an additional $20,000 a year for the rest of his life. He's not terribly happy about that. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Let me make sure. Let's look at that. Let's look at this. Smartphone being what it is. Very good. So, one of our most loyal listeners writes, in the last segment, you advised the listener to invest in a tax-deferred rather than taxable investment in order to avoid paying current taxes. Let me play devil's advocate. With the current tax, Trump tax cut, can you foresee a time in the future when the tax rate will be lower than it is right now? Imagine you're drawing from a tax-deferred investment in the future and President Elizabeth Warren has imposed a personal tax rate double what it is today. Other than investing up to the limit of my employer's match, I prefer investments that are currently taxable. I'd rather take my chances and pay the taxes today rather than roll the dice on what a future socialist might do. perfectly reasonable theory, perfectly reasonable thought process. And as I've said many, many times, particularly on this show, how you think about your financial scenario is the primary determinant about what you should do about your financial scenario. James believes that we're probably in the lowest income tax bracket that we're going to see for generations. As a result, he wants to pay tax now at a lower rate rather than later at a higher rate. Other folks say, I hear you. You're probably right, at least in the short term. But the reality is that over many, many years, certainly my lifetime, tax rates have been higher. They've been lower. Deductions have been higher. They've been lower. So if you've got a relatively short period of time, if you're deferring for a year or two or three, I would agree with James. I would take the money and pay the tax. The gentleman that we were talking about was actually 48. He's pushing the money off for 20 years, being able to not pay tax and then earn compound returns on money that you would have lost to taxes, I think in my thought process is an advantage that I would take, that I would be attracted to rather than my fear of where interest rates or, I'm sorry, income tax rates might be in 20 years. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Philip. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Gene.
How are you, sir?
I was listening to your explanation about the exit tax. Mm-hmm. You were speaking about that earlier for billionaires.
Sure.
I think, or it seems like they're trying to punish success in this country, and the 47% of the population pays no income tax, and they're trying to get those people to vote for the socialist programs proposed by Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and those people, but they claim they're not going to tax the rest of the population. No, the rich will pay for it. There's a what they call value-added tax. I'd like to have an explanation of that and how it might affect those that don't pay any income tax. It seems like it's going to be a, I don't know, 15% extra sales tax, something they're going
to... Yeah, Philip, I'll be glad to talk about value-added tax, and I appreciate the call very much. Value-added tax is something that's very, very common, particularly in the European community, where at each stage of production, there's a tax... As the product goes from one stage of production to another. So, for example, if I want to produce steel, I'm going to need raw materials. Well, there's a 5, 10, 15% value-added tax on the raw materials as they go to the plant. If it becomes raw steel and it's sold to a machining operation, there's a 5, 10, 15% value-added tax on that raw steel as it goes to the machining. And, of course, then when the final product is sold, there's a sales tax. So this constant nibbling away of the revenue that's generated from one step of the process to the other increases the underlying cost of a product dramatically while it's increasing the confiscations of the government. Just another underhanded, tricky, non-transparent way of the government separating dollars from you. And they will always posture it as we're not taxing you. We're taxing the evil corporations. And they have billions. Oh, my gosh, they have billions. So there's no reason in the world they can't afford to pay that. It is the biggest steaming pile of hoo-ha that has ever been wrapped around a economic philosophy, because be very clear, if before a value-added tax, the raw materials cost 100 and now they cost 115, the corporation might be the one writing that check, but they're simply going to increase their cost to the consumer by the amount of the tax. So you used to pay 100, now you'll pay 115 to cover the tax. So not a good idea, in my opinion. Too many ways for the government to separate us from our money. And when we look at what we actually receive in exchange for the taxes that we pay, I think more than a handful of folks would conclude that if we were getting the same value for the dollar from Amazon, Jeff Bezos would not only not be the world's richest man, he would have been broke years ago. Maybe. Nah, Jeff doesn't want to run. 610-720-7900. We just have a minute or so before we go to our break, which means we just have 32 minutes or so before we are done. Seems like just moments ago we started up here. We're at Relic Hunter Firing Line. So much going on. Lots of great food. Lots of great raffles. Lots of free stuff. And lots of incredible opportunities to become familiar with both firearms and the instruction that will make you confident that that you can handle exactly the responsibility of a firearm in your life. So hopefully you'll come up and join us. I'm here until 10. Bobby Gunther Walsh is here at 10, or at least he's supposed to be. I guess we'll find out. From 10 to 1, Bobby Gunther Walsh, step on up. We'll be happy to see you up here at Relic Hunter. Back after this on More Than Money.
I'm giving for your kindness. I'm dead to you, and I never could have come this far without you. I'm over your head now. I confound you and astound you.
I can. I can offer you explanation galore. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. If you'd like to stop by, say hello. We've had so many folks by. Very, very nice. Lots of great folks up here this morning. Some of the folks from our More Than Money family are here. And, of course, our More Than Money radio family here as well. And we're doing great. We're so blessed. Shortly after the show, we'll be, we're going to be heading back to the More Than Money World headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth as we hook up with quite a number of friends, and we're going to head on down to Celtic Fest. We're going to be hunting down Bobby Williams in his kilt. We have been forewarned that if we go to Celtic Fest, we will likely see Bobby in a kilt. And well, that's what they say. I've never been. I'm very excited. Yeah, I'm very excited. So we're going to have we'll have a good time. We're very blessed. We have quite a collection of friends that when we get together, we could be at Celtic Fest. We could be in a parking lot behind a Walmart. We would still have a great time. Still have a great time. So very, very We're blessed. There's just no other way around it. If you would like what a stretch. The blessing of financial information. I'm happy to provide that for you for the next 24 minutes. I'm not sure about 24. How about 21? All you need to do is ask. 610-720-7900. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. Or go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. We are at Relic Hunter. It is a very, very cool place to be this morning. Not only are there tremendous opportunities for you to get trained up, figure out what firearm might best fit you and get good training, but there's lots of food to be eaten. There's lots of free giveaways. There's lots of raffles. And there's lots of great people. And it's my opinion, but I'm correct. It's an incredible spot. The view from up here, we're right on the promontory above 145 between Egypt and Laurie Station. And just a great, great spot for you to spend a little bit of your time and perhaps learn quite a bit about firearms. Come on up. Meet my friend Gerard. In the interest of full disclosure, we are clients of Relic Hunter. Diane and I have been up here. Our entire team's been up here. And we've enjoyed our experiences very, very much. And I got to tell you, Diane's good. My friend John Slowey's been giving her tips. Pray for me, all of you. Pray for me. 610-720-7900. Let's see. Gentleman writes, my partners and I are just a month or so away from opening our business. We're looking to hire 4 employees to start. By the end of the first year, we expect to have 8. Including ourselves, there will be 11 people on the payroll. Fantastic. We all want a really good 401k plan. How do we decide on our matching formula? How do we decide on what funds to put into the 401k? Are the reports that we have to file to the government? This is going to be a lot easier than I think you might expect. I think you're going to find that running a world-class 401k plan for your employees is going to be remarkably inexpensive. I think it's the management is going to be much easier than you anticipate. And the questions that you have are going to be relatively easily answered with a few basic questions in a relatively short period of time with a 401k plan expert. Many 401k plans are now tied to payroll systems. So if you have ADP payroll, for example, you can have ADP's 401k plan integrated, part of that system. If you have paychecks, you can have paychecks 401k plan integrated, part of that system. And as a result, you've got to pay your employees anyway. You're going to have a payroll system of some form if you're doing this in the most efficient way possible, then having those two systems connected makes it very, very easy. Somebody signs up for the payroll, and of course they want to because they want to get paid, then they can automatically sign up for the 401k plan as well. And because these systems are part of a very large enterprise, companies that are providing 401k plans to hundreds, if not thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of companies, the systems are very, very simple. And very, very simple to operate. Bottom line is the work that you need to do is a little bit in terms of setting it up. But thereafter, you're going to find that your payroll system runs the 401k plan very, very nicely. One word of caution. In my opinion, while these systems are very efficient, the issue of deciding matches, the issue of deciding funds, in my opinion, is best left to the financial advisors. I don't think having, I don't think in most cases, the administrative experts on the 401k side are the ones that are best equipped to help you design the 401k plan lineup, the funds that you might select. I think a financial advisor will help you there significantly. Now, to be fair, you're going to have world-class options. You're going to have very inexpensive fee structures. So you're going to, even though 11 employees, you could start with the three of you, and then add. So it's there's no like minimum employee number that you have to have a decent, forget decent, world class, 401k plan, because the real key is going to be high quality, low cost investments, and in all of these programs, the selections are measured in the thousands, in some cases 6, 7, 8 thousand options. And again, with a financial advisor's assistance, you can pick a relatively small number. I would not recommend that. In our current plan in the More Than Money World Headquarters, I think we have about 60 investment options. We find that very, very helpful, very, very useful. Allows each of our employees to make the selections that absolutely are custom tailored to them. And I think you'll have exactly the same experience. If you run into a pickle, of course, let us know. We'll be glad to give you some counsel. But bottom line is you'll have no trouble, none whatsoever. 610-720-7900. Gene at askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Happy to serve you this morning. We're at Relic Hunter Firing Line. We're here till 10. The world famous legend in his own mind, Mr. Bobby Gunter Walsh. He'll be here from 10 to 1. When are you heading down to Celtic? Oh, Bobby's going down later in the afternoon, so he'll be up here. You'll get to see Bobby Williams and Catherine and Archie, the whole team up here, making sure that Gunther doesn't muck up too badly. I mean, goodness gracious. But what a day. So come on up, and if you don't get a chance to grab me, you get a chance to grab Gunther. We're happy to have you. Gentleman writes, I was recently listening to the Wharton School channel. I've heard that. It's on Sirius XM. Very interesting. A little depressing on occasion with some of the liberal stuff, but very interesting. Interview with a woman who works in the blockchain world. She said that Bitcoin will become the reserve currency of the world in the very near future. Do you agree? No. Cryptocurrencies have tremendous challenges. Cryptocurrencies have questionable practices at the moment. Is it possible that at some point in the future, that some form, whether it's Bitcoin or some other form of cryptocurrency, becomes the preferred currency of the world? It's very possible. Is it the near future? Not even close. In my 708 years of experience, I have weathered the prediction of the death of the dollar more times than I can possibly count. And yet here we are. In the last, 10 or 15 years, it's been predicted time after time after time that China will simply bury us and the Chinese yuan will become the reserve currency. Yeah, it really hasn't happened. And, of course, the Chinese economy now has some serious, serious challenges. But bottom line, do I think that Bitcoin's going to be reserve currency at any time in the near future? No. Do I think blockchain is a technology that needs to be looked at very carefully? I think the answer is yes. Blockchain is a very, very powerful piece of technology that has applications far beyond cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. And as a result, there are a lot of folks, some very, very wise folks, who are looking at the blockchain technology as an investment opportunity. Does that have real potential in terms of profitability or in terms of investment success? In the relatively near future, I think the answer is absolutely yes. But you got to be very clear. You can't mix and match. Bitcoin is not the same as cryptocurrency. I'm sorry, is not the same as blockchain. Blockchain is not the same as Bitcoin. It'll be okay, likely okay. That would be the Bitcoin side. Blockchain, on the other hand, I think is going to be something special. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Please, just be careful of the bees. We've got lots of sweets up here. I don't know if you ever noticed, bees like sweets. So you reach right in there, you get a little surprise. So just got to be careful. Again, 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. We had a conversation yesterday, one of the more fun conversations I've had, because a young lady that she has a sense of humor. I like that. And she's just months away from retirement, looking at her current investments, and she's 70% or so in the stock market, 30% or so in fixed income. And she wants to make sure that in her retirement years, that her investments are not too aggressive and they're not too conservative. And I said, is your name Goldilocks? Some, the porridge is too hot. Some porridge is too cold. She wants it just right. And unfortunately, she took that in good humor. And just as fortunately, she understood almost immediately exactly what I meant. Having the balance between the appropriate amount of growth and the appropriate amount of conservative is the key to appropriate, successful retirement investing. If you're thinking in very simplistic terms about stocks versus bonds, it's very simplistic. Very few investment portfolios are composed of simply stocks or bonds. But if we use that as just an example, and in your early years, your youth, you should be as close to 100% in the stock market as you can. As you enter your most senior years, perhaps 90 and above, you want to be nearly completely out of the stock market, typically. But as you enter retirement, having that perfect balance, roughly 50-50, half in the stock market that can hopefully grow, half out of the stock market that provides you with real protection, that downside resistance that we're all looking for in up and down markets, is a very, very wise place to start. And so, yeah, Goldilocks. Too hot, too cold, just right. Too hard, too soft, just right. Too big, too small, just right. You're looking for just right. And to be fair, just right is a very, very personal choice. And speaking with an advisor, give you some guideline as to what you can select from and how you can craft your investment portfolio so that it's got that just right Goldilocks feel, you'll be just fine. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. 6.5 minutes left in this edition of More Than Money. Bobby Gunther Walsh is rapidly approaching Relic Hunter. We have no clue. For all we know, he's in Center Valley. He's lost. We don't know. Oh, goodness. It doesn't matter. Everything's going to be cool. We got Bobby. We got Archie. Catherine was here. She's still here someplace. She's inside. Yeah. So you got all the good people. You notice I didn't put myself on that list. Got to be a little careful. 610-720-7900. Okay. Young lady writes, my dad is 87 and his health is very bad. Oof, sorry. He wants to stay at home for the time he has left, but his house really isn't set up to allow that to happen. It would take about $10,000 to get it right. My manager at work told me she had the same situation with her mom, and they were able to get money from her life insurance policy. Dad has two life insurance policies. One is for $100,000, and the other $125,000. They're both with Prudential. I don't know very much about the policies, and I'm not sure even what to ask when I call. Your help would be greatly appreciated. First of all, we're very sorry about your dad's situation. If he has these two policies, one of two things is true. Either they have cash value or they don't. They have cash value or they don't. If they have cash value, you might very well find that $10,000 is available from the cash value. If they don't have cash value, you may very well find that Prudential is willing to advance that $10,000 against the death benefit. Those are the questions that you would most likely want to ask. If you're still uncertain, don't hesitate to meet with a More Than Money advisor. They can sit with you while you make the phone call and make sure that you get all the information that you need. And we'll keep, of course, your dad in our prayers. Let's go to the phones real quickly. We'll talk to Richard. Richard, good morning. You're on More Than Money.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Gene. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. How can I serve you?
Okay, I know you're almost done. Yep. We talk about this socialist, you know, the way these people are trying to change this. I mean, all you got to do is look towards Venezuela. Who would want to vote for them? However, we can talk about this a lot, but make sure we go out and vote and tell your listeners to do that. Voting is the power to do the right thing. So that's all about it. And I have one little other thing to say.
Go right ahead.
Talking about the times here, and not the end times, but the pre-judgment times. In Revelation chapter 6, 1 to 8, talks about the white horse, the red horse, the pale horse, and the black horse. And it kind of details, I think, a lot of things that are happening today, but that's up to your interpretation.
I appreciate your call very much, sir.
Okay.
God bless. Take care.
You have a nice weekend.
You too. You too. Enjoy.
Take care, bye. God
yeah,
bless.
Yeah, my interpretation of Revelation is, wow, makes my head hurt. I rely on my friend Michael because there's a lot going on in there that is very symbolic. Lots of interpretations of that could be made one way or another. I understand I get the feeling sometimes that the world is spinning off. But I gotta be honest with you. Since I started turning down the noise that's out there, the media, they used to be called the press. Now they're called depressed. If you turn down the noise and you spend more time with really high quality people, hang out with some folks that have turned down the noise as well and are enjoying their lives and feeling kind of positive and doing important stuff and caring about their friends and their family, then all of a sudden doesn't seem like end times. And I'm starting to wonder if that might actually be the key. If we can avoid some of the constant drumbeat coming out of the CNNs of the world and the MSLSDs of the world and spend a little more time at Celtic Fest with friends in kilts and hearing bagpipes play and guys throwing big cabers. Is that what it is? Caber? Yeah, I wasn't sure. Telephone pole. And maybe raising a pint or two. All of a sudden, doesn't feel much like end times. Feels like good times. And if you head up to Relic Hunter, a beautiful spot here in the Lehigh Valley with wonderful, wonderful people offering you great opportunities to learn, be more confident, be more self-protective, protect the people that you love. And heck, enjoy a whole bunch of Dunkin'. How bad can that be? So head on up here this morning. Bobby Gunther Walsh. And better than Bobby Gunther Walsh. I don't know if her sister's here, but Gunther's here. Come on up and see Gunther and the lovely and talented Lila. And have a great time. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday with me. And hopefully we'll see you next time on More Than Money.